Faith begins next door. Muslim or non-Muslim, righteous or sinner, friend or foe, kindness to neighbors as urged by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and written in the Quran is as imperative as kindness towards parents, relatives, and the poor in order to have a prosperous community where feelings are cared for, rights are respected, and people live kindly together under the religion of Allah. Worship Allah and associate nothing with him, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the distant neighbor, the companion by your side, the wayfarer, and those, slaves, whom your right hands possess. Verily, Allah does not like those who are proud and boastful, An-Nisa 4:36. Abdullah bin Amr had a sheep slaughtered by his family. When he returned home, he asked, "Have you sent a gift, from its meat, to our neighbor, the Jew? Have you sent a gift to our neighbor, the Jew?" I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, "Jibril, Gabriel, kept on exhorting me about the rights of the neighbor so much that I thought he would include him among the heirs." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "By the one in whose hand is my soul, no servant of Allah will have faith until he loves for his neighbor, or he said, his brother, what he loves for himself. And whoever believes in Allah and the last day should not harm his neighbor. And whoever believes in Allah and the last day should entertain his guest generously, and whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak good words, or keep silent." Neighborly benevolence is thus integrated by the Prophet, peace be upon him, into the body of faith, which, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, preached, must shape conduct and translate into righteous works, especially felt by those living nearby. Therefore, in the eyes of the Prophet are, neighbors are the unmistakable gauge of man's righteousness. Kulthum al-Khuzai narrated that a man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked, "O Messenger of Allah, how can I know when I am doing good that I am doing good, and when I am doing wrong that I am doing wrong?" The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied, "When your neighbors say you are doing good, you are doing good, and when they say you are doing wrong, you are doing wrong." Neighborly affection. When you cook broth, the Messenger, peace be upon him, advised Abu Dar, increase its water, then seek a household among your neighbors and kindly give them some of it. This is the shortest path to warmth among neighbors. Give presents to one another, you shall love one another. O Aisha, if your neighbor's boy comes to you, put something in his hand, this draws affection. Lady Aisha, Al-Mutaki Al-Hindi, Kanz Al-Umul Fi Sanan Al-Aqwa Wa Al-Af Al, Hadith number 24936. Such cordial gestures among neighbors should be welcomed, even if they only involve giving the hooves of a sheep. The Prophet, peace be upon him, exhorted, saying, "O Muslim women, a neighbor should not despise any gift from her neighbor, even if it were the hooves of a sheep." Harming neighbors. The negligence or violation of neighbors' rights is interpreted by the Prophet, peace be upon him, as a manifestation of absent faith. By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. It was asked, "Who is that, O Messenger of Allah?" He, peace be upon him, said, "The one whose neighbor is not secure from his mischief." Many a neighbor will cling to his neighbor on the day of resurrection and say, "O Lord, this man shut his door on me and debarred his kindness." He who goes to bed satisfied while his next door neighbor is hungry is not a believer. Long hours of worship, salah, and psalm will come to nothing if accompanied by abuse of one's neighbors. The Prophet, peace be upon him, warned, "He will not enter paradise whose neighbor is not secure from his evil." The Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, such and such a woman is known for much praying, fasting and charity, yet she hurts her neighbors with her sharp tongue." He, peace be upon him, replied, "Her good deeds will be of no avail. She will be in hellfire." He, peace be upon him, said, "O Messenger of Allah, such and such a woman is known for little fasting, charity, and praying, yet she gives pieces of curds in charity and does not hurt her neighbors with her tongue." He, peace be upon him, replied, "She will be in paradise." Abdullah bin Masud narrated, "I asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, which sin is the gravest in the sight of Allah?" He, peace be upon him, said, that you set up a rival to Allah although He alone created you? I said, that is indeed grave. I asked, which is next? He, peace be upon him, said, to kill your child lest they should share your food with you. I asked, which is next? He, peace be upon him, said, to commit sexual intercourse with your neighbor's wife.